In the early 20th century, deadly pesticides like DDT nearly eradicated, or at least brought under reasonable control, a number of voracious and deadly insects in the United States. The mosquitoes that spread malaria, for instance, and America's clean little secret, bed bugs. We chose clean rather than dirty little secret because bed bugs infest tidy mansions as well as filthy slum dwellings, and they're making a huge comeback across the country to the point that New York City health officials use the word epidemic to describe the recent 34% jump in reported bed bug infestations. New York has even created an entire bed bug advisory board to try to figure out how to attack these pests. Nocturnal bloodsuckers, the Chicago Tribune's Colleen Mastany called the tiny brown bugs, which are about half the size of your index fingernail. Chicago, too, appears to be overrun with bed bugs. And in Boston, Mastany reports, health workers are driving around the city slapping stickers on discarded furniture. The stickers read, "Caution, this may contain bed bugs." Bed bugs hide in places you would expect, such as crumpled sheets and the crevice between mattresses, but they also lurk in lamps, dresser drawers, shoes, and the slippers next to your bed. They crawl out, hungry, at night, and administer tiny bites, not just to you, but also to your pets. The bites soon itch terribly and easily become infected when scratched. Lacking sure killing sprays like DDT, exterminators often lose the battle to eradicate bed bugs. Traditional fogging mists miss many of the hidden insects, and it can take several expensive visits, plus wholesale laundering of all your linens and clothing, to get rid of them. Then, to be sure the bugs don't come right back, you must store all these things in sealed plastic bags. And here are some discouraging words for homeowners, renters, and health officials. Hidden bed bugs can live for a year or more without eating. And when they finally come out, you really don't want to be their first meal. I'm Ted Lanfair.